Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, your hostess for today on Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Breakfast with Champions, under our very own shepherdess, Dr. Apostle Alfreda Bradford. I would like to welcome everyone this morning, especially those first-time visitors joining us. I hope you enjoy our services. Please come back again. Enjoy this word this morning. We have all our services on Argyle at www.lifewordjesus.org, where you can listen to all our past services at your leisure. Glory be to God. We welcome you this morning. It's our Praise Wednesday, and I do feel honored coming to you on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. Thank you, God, for a lovely sunshiny day here in Philadelphia. And on this Praise Wednesday, which we usually have our praise and our testimonies, I'm coming to you a little different today. I'm going to share my testimony about why I love prayer. Prayer, hallelujah, is such an awesome thing. I do love prayer. And it is an honor and a privilege to be able to pray, seeking God's face while he still can be found, being a prayer warrior and being able to pray for people and just trusting it. Trust in God, and that's why I chose to give my testimony on why I love prayer. We're going to start with my scripture for today, which is from Psalms 69, chapter 13. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness, because God is faithful. The reason why I pray so hard, I don't want to be lost. The reason why I pray so hard, I don't want to be lost. The reason why I pray so hard, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost when Jesus comes. The reason why I pray so hard, I don't want to be lost. The reason why I pray so hard, I don't want to be lost. the reason why I pray so hard. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost when Jesus comes. Oh, the reason why I pray so hard. I don't want to be lost. The reason why I pray so hard. I don't want to be lost. The reason why I pray so hard. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost when Jesus comes. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Prayer is an important way to experience God. The believer can communicate with him. Why I love prayer. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our struggle, and he'll hear our faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. See a little prayer wheel turning? Know a little fire's burning. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I like prayer. No, I love prayer. I love being able to sit and talk with the Holy Spirit friend, as I call him, whenever I feel like it, and discuss not only what's going on, but what and how and when to do things in his care. It's my favorite thing, my safety blanket with faith. I have God's direction, because I can't just walk by sight, from 2 Corinthians 5:7. I feel safe and secure from all alarm, and I know I have the victory. I know I'm not alone. I go in fully covered and divinely protected, supernaturally shielded from hurt, harm, or danger, protected from evil. It's one of the packages of redemption. I'm covered. God is absolutely dependable, and he's supreme. I call on Jesus in secret prayer, or when I feel the need of a sacred touch, a closeness I can only get with him. Hallelujah. I pray still. I wait. I listen. The answer's coming. Or with a prayer life, when God speaks, you'll know. In John 10:27, it reads, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Because an open relationship and a prayer life is important. Being fully committed in a communication with the Most High God, I can't fail. I can't fall. He's holding me up. And Psalm 73:23 says, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. He's leading me and guiding me in his righteousness, training me for his glory, whispering to me his love, his grace, and his mercy. Everything I need and could ever hope for is in prayer. It's good to know that you can never be let down in prayer. And that's a promise. And a promise is a promise with God. Promises to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus in Philippians 4:19. The Savior is drawing us nearer to him, keeping us day by day. I love prayer. When I don't know which way to turn, I look to him. His direction is pure and good and right. No more second guessing. No more doubts. They're settled. So I trust. I rest with assurance that Jesus is mine. In prayer, I find peace, the answer to it all. In John 14, 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This is my story. This is my song, and I can praise him all the day long. He has time for me, and he has time for you too. Call him up and tell him what you want. He's waiting for you. And while you wait on him, be patient, be hopeful, be bold, be confident, taking every step in obedience. Serve him, worship him, and don't faint. If you need a breakthrough, if you need a blessing, if you need direction, if you need a friend, hallelujah, just pray in Jesus' name." I've always been a prayer warrior. Even as a young woman, I've known for a long time answers prayer, that Jesus is right here. It didn't mean that I didn't experience some things, some good, some bad. But I had a connection, a hope that was steadfast. I could lean on and feel safe and encouraged to go through with an uplifted attitude, with victory on my mind. God is with us, and victory is his special gift. Our help and hope in troubled times. His sufficient grace or provisions made for us in advance will see us through. We can't solve these things on our own. We need prayer to combat the many circumstances and issues we can't handle. It's because of prayer. You know, sometimes you can't rely on people, no matter how close you are to them. They have their own lives to live. But I know someone that sticks closer than a brother. Loves me more, very own mother. I can confide in him better than my sister. And he will protect me better than my father. I can go to God in prayer, and he can work whatever the need is. He can work it out. I know without a doubt, glory, hallelujah, prayer changes things. Prayer will give you a new attitude, a new way of thinking, a place of calmness that passes all understanding, even in the midst of terrible storms of life, peace. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your request to God, and peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. And it's all because of prayer. I love prayer. That's my testimony, prayer. So saints, my word to you is pray, 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 and never tire. Pray over everything, your children, your food, your traveling, your health, your finance, your employers, your employees. Pray over the sick, your nation. Oh, pray to the Father that will open the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Pray for your church. Pray for prayer, hallelujah, and understanding and wisdom. Pray when you're coming in and when you're going out. Oh, God is ready and he's waiting for you. He'll do great things for you because he's good like that. Oh, when you get into your prayer closet and when you ask him things, oh, he's faithful and just. And he delights in doing things for us. Oh, try him. Oh, just try him. Hallelujah. He that makes a promise and never breaks it is faithful. So just pray. These are praying times. He say, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. That's what he's asking us to do, is pray. He say, turn from our wicked ways, change, we'll change in prayer. He said, he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal the land. That's a promise. So prayer is so important. Pastor say, it's not the preaching. It's not the singing. It's the praying. And while you're praying, don't forget the praise. Hallelujah. And don't forget the worship, because he's worthy of our prayers, our hallelujahs, our glories, and most of all, our worship. He's worthy. Pray and never tire, because there's a great camp meeting in the promised land. There's a song, walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. And we'll walk together, talk together, sing together, pray together. We'll walk together, sing together, pray together. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. He who is promised is faithful. Pray and never tire. I love prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There might be someone on this line this morning who don't know Jesus, who never had the pleasure of being under the safety of his grace. God is speaking to your heart. He wants everyone to be saved. And this is our prayer today. This is an invitation to open your heart and let Jesus come in, to receive the joy of his salvation. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All you have to do is repeat after me this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead, and I trust and follow him. You as my Lord and my Savior now, guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's it. Now you're saved. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Welcome into the ark of safety. You are saved. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is an opportunity also for any who wish to make or renew a personal commitment to Christ and his realm. You know Christ, and you want to come home. You're so welcome in Jesus' name. He's waiting here for you. Come on home. Most holy and gracious Father God, Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who have said the words to let you come into their lives, to let you come into their hearts. They want to change, Father God. They want to have peace, Father God. They want to know your love. They want to feel your glory, God, to have your spirit dwell in them forever, God. To want heaven to be their home, Father God. Father God, who want to walk circumspectly in the world, Father, and know a different life, a change that come over them, Father, that they're made new in an instant, Father, to know the glory of your love, perfect love, hallelujah. Father God, we're thanking you for them today. Father God, we're asking you to show them the way now, Father, because you know that this journey just beginning, Father. Send them to the right person, to the right church. Let them know that they need to open their Bibles, Father. Read that word. Chew on that word. Learn it and study it for themselves so they can be approved, Father God, so that they won't listen to false doctrine, Father, that they'll know it for themselves, Lord. And let them keep coming back here to Christ, to Life Word Jesus, Kingdom Ministry, to hear a blessed word, 6 o'clock in the morning, if they can't find a place. Hallelujah. Come under the teaching of our shepherdess, Father God. In your precious name, I do pray. And then, Father God, we're thanking you for those that came back. Glory, hallelujah, for the turnaround in their lives, Father God. Oh, they know you, Jesus. They know what you stand for. They know what you can do. Sometimes we get swayed. Oh, but God, thank you for bringing them back to the right way of living, to the right track that leads us to you, that leads us to glory. Oh, we're so grateful for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. So we shout glory, hallelujah, in your name, Jesus. Thank you for today. Thank you for everything, Father God. Oh, God, we're thanking you for this service. Oh, we're thanking you for the opportunity to come, Lord, just to spend some time with you, just to bathe in your glory, new mercies that you've given us each and every day. Thank you for waking us up on time, and hallelujah. Thank you for the bright sunshine, Father, even if it's raining. Father, we thank you for your drops of water, Father. Father, we're thanking you for the word. We're thanking you for Praise Wednesday. Thank you for giving me a praise in prayer, Father God, asking you to accept it, Lord, hallelujah, and that someone that's listening will grab a hold to their prayer life, Father God, and enlarge their territory in prayer, Father God, because they can't lose, hallelujah, in prayer, Father God, because it's the lands of prayer, Father, that makes things happen. Father God, let them put on their whole armor, but let's not forget the prayer. Pastor says, something happens when you pray. Nothing happens. Prayers first. Have a little talk with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I go to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the joy, hallelujah, that you're going to share when you tarry there in prayer with God. The sweetest sound will unfold, hallelujah, and he'll walk with you and talk with you, and he'll tell you that you're his own. And the joy that you share as you tarry there, none other will never know. It's a personal relationship. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for that today, God, for being personal. Hot Sister Kathy said yesterday, the intimacy. Hallelujah. See into me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Personal. Thank you, Jesus, for dwelling inside of us. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit that you give us as your gift. You said you wouldn't leave us comfortless, that you send your Spirit leading us and guiding us the right way. Listen to your first mind, new saints, Christian brothers and sisters. That's a blessing from God. Don't second guess it. Walk in faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Your first mind say, do it. Do it. That's your gift. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're safe and secure from all alarm. It's so easy. Hallelujah. This is my prayer for you this morning. Go with God. Hallelujah. Let go and let God. Father God, we're asking you to bless those that are sick this morning. Oh, especially those that have mental illness. Father God, just looking, Father, deep inside their minds, confused, Father God. Father, clear their minds that they can look to you. Clear their hearts, Father God, because they're yearning. Oh, they need a deep cleansing out, Father God. You're a heart regulator, mind regulator, heart fixer. And they need you, Jesus. They need a clear mind, a clear path to you, God. Bless those that are bodies wracked in pain, Father. You're a healer. We trust you, God. We've seen what you can do. Hallelujah. Father, those that are incarcerated, guilty or not guilty, God, touch them with your mighty hand of mercy. Court system, God, upside down, Father. We're asking you to straighten it out. Those that are innocent, Father, bring them home. Corrupt justice, Father God. Father, straighten it out in your name. We pray today, Father God. All these prayers we're asking in your name, Jesus. Nobody can do it but you, Father. Father God, hallelujah, we're standing on your word this morning. Jesus, bless the pastors, preachers, ministers, bishops, the elders, the evangelists, all that are lifting your name today, Father God. Send a word all over the world from the witnesses, Father God. Let us open our minds and our hearts and our mouths to speak a word to the nations, Father. Go out to the Gentiles, Father God, as you commanded us. Let us love on each other, Father God, in a greater capacity. Father, stir up the atmosphere with your love, Father God. Protect us over the summer, our children that are out of school, Father. Father, even the innocent, Father, those that breathe out cruelty, Father, touch their hearts and their mind and change, Father. We need a change, Father. Those that are in high positions, oh, Father, you see all. You know all. So we're looking to you this morning. And we're giving you thanks in advance for the glory that's going to come out. And we shall glory hallelujah to you, Father God, for being all-knowing, all-powerful, holy God of heaven. Oh, we love you, God. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for this month. Prayer power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Prayer and Praise Wednesday. Thank you for putting this in Pastor's belly, and that she gave it to us. Hold on to your prayer life. The best is yet to come in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. I speak blessings in your life. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed our service today. May the Lord bless you real good. Now, I'm asking you, God, to accept this service and this prayer. We're giving it to you, God, in your matchless name, because none can compare to you. You have no rival. You have no equal. We're thanking you for loving us first and loving us best. We crush the head of the enemy that might stand up against us, this prayer, this service. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And you, Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord let the light of his countenance shine upon you now and forevermore. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. This is Joanne Thurman from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, signing out. Peace and grace be with you.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Open my heart.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Hear from you.